All right, brother.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and look upon His face.
Yes.
But the way's been long and the way's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up.
Yes.
I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from a bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up.
Amen, brother.
The devil, he will tempt you and fill you away with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But put your trust into Jesus and say, Lord God, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan. He's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from a bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up.
Amen, brother Luke.
Now Job was a man, he was gentle in every way. The devil took his family, he lay sick night and day. But his wife, she came a saying, curse God, you've had enough. He said, you talk like a foolish woman, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through lonely valley, though I drink from a bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up.
Amen, brother. That's the best kind of mind to have right there. Amen. My mind's made up. Man, if you're a Bible said in the book of James, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He don't know which way he's going. He's one way one day, another way the next day. He's tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. He just don't know what he is. I'm glad, praise God, like Luke sung, my mind's made up. Amen. Hallelujah. What happened to my young people? Go herd them up for me, Melissa, and tell them they've been summoned. I want them here this morning, and it's important. St. John, chapter 20. St. John, chapter 20. Had two messages on my heart this morning. I'm still perplexed. I do desire your prayers. I'm asking him to bring those young people in here. It's important. And I hope they understand that. But I'll be reading quite a bit of scripture this morning. St. John chapter 20, starting in verse number 11. Bible says, but Mary, it's talking about Mary Magdalene, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and seeth two angels in white, sitting the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, She turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say master. That word Rabboni is only mentioned in the Bible one time. And it actually means my master is what that means. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that He had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, that's Sunday by the way, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed himself unto them. Let me read that right. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. And this is our text right here. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Excuse me. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered, and said unto him, My Lord and my God. That's the same thing as Rabboni. My Lord and my God. Jesus, our last verse here, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We'll stop our reading right there. And I want to try to preach this morning, or you're going to miss the meeting. And I do desire your prayers. Father, we thank you for the privilege to preach from the precious Word of God. Lord, you chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I don't know, Lord, who all this morning here are saved and who are lost. Paul said God knoweth. But I do pray, dear Father, this morning you'd visit our hearts from on high and assure our hearts are standing with you. Lord, we give you praise and glory. We'll do our best, Lord, to be obedient to your beckoning. But I pray you'll help this tongue not to stammer. Help, Lord, my thoughts to have clarity and, Lord, discernment. Father, I pray that I not go beyond that which you'd have said. And yet, Father, Lord, also I deliver all that you want said. And I'll give you the praise and glory for whatever you do. And I'll ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I wanted our young people to be in here this morning. And the reason I wanted our young people to be here this morning, I was about late for church this morning. I'm a news fanatic, I guess. I watch the news a lot. I like to stay updated. And it got my attention when they said the young people are leaving the church. And when they got my attention, they didn't even put on the TV what they meant by that till it was done past time for me to leave. And I tried to shave with a mirror and all of that just so I could get what they had to say about young people leaving the church, because I'm interested in young people. I love young people. Now, I know the Lord loves them, amen. But the reason they gave for young people leaving the church is because of the hypocrisy of the church.
True.
They wanted something real.
Amen.
Now God's got real. He is real. The Word of God's real. The Holy Spirit's real. Salvation's real. But they got tired, Molly, of the hypocrisy. They want the traditional church. They don't want this contemporary music brought in. They don't want these football players. They don't want these celebrities brought in. They want a man of God, been saved and called of God, for the preacher of the Word of God is what they want, amen.
Yeah.
You know, all these, bless you, Brother Hired, all these things that they've done to try to get the young people. The Bible said, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it labor in vain. God set the standard for the church. He told how it's supposed to be. We'll follow the Word of God, follow the plan or the details God gave about building a church. We'll build up our most holy faith. We'll see God visit. We'll see the salvation of God. We'll see people get blessed. We'll hear people shout, never saw it on this fashion. We just got to get back to what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And you know, nowadays, you got to be a fuddy-duddy to have a traditional church. Listen, I'd rather be a fuddy-duddy than, I'll tell you what, be a part of some of this bunch of junk that they call a church. Amen. And young people are smart enough to know better. And young people, he said 59% of young people are dropping out of church because they know better than that bunch of hypocrisy. Somebody said, Brother Vernon, that if we teach our young people about the Bible, it's child abuse. Psalms chapter 34, verse number 11, Jessica, says, come ye children, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord.
Amen. Right.
Bible says to train up a child in the way he should go when he's old and not depart. Let me tell you that Moses' mother instilled in his heart that he knew better than Pharaoh's wisdom.
Amen.
And he come out of that mess. And man, he ended up being the man God used, amen, to deliver His people from bondage. But they say that teaching the Bible to young people is child abuse. In the passage that I just read you right here, I want you to know Mary, she didn't miss her meeting. She's that one Jesus cast seven devils out of. She didn't miss her meeting. She met the Lord. She may not have recognized Him, but she was there and she met Him and He called her by name and she said, Rabboni!
Amen.
Amen, Brother Melvin. Thomas, he missed his meeting. I want to preach on three things not to miss. Don't miss the meeting in the church. The most exciting place in town ought to be the house of God.
Amen.
If it's not, something wrong. Now listen, if you go to a dead church, that's your fault.
Right.
But I want you to know God's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living.
Amen.
Man, He's still doing great mighty things past finding out Anita.
Yes.
Man, I get up here and it's like getting a hold of 480 volts. I don't know what to do with it. And man, I tell you what, I don't know what I'm going to say from one minute to the next, but I like it.
Amen.
Amen. I like it when God shows that He's bigger than us. Don't miss the meeting in the church. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is. You mean some people miss? We got empty pews this morning. Yeah, they miss. They like my car. They run on about two and carry the rest of them. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody better get me here though. 280 miles still running. I don't have no explanation for that. I don't. I mean, they're not even supposed to run 100,000 miles. Mine's got 280,000 miles on someone that still runs. Amen. That's got to be a miracle. But it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. When I see you, you encourage me. When you see me, I hope I encourage you. But that's what exhorting is. That means you encourage one another to keep going, amen, and staying there like a hair in a biscuit, not miss, amen. I remember one time, boy, the devil got on me, Brother Melvin. It was on a cold winter day. Man, that bed felt pretty good. My flesh rose up. No devil knew it. He said, if I was you, I'd just stay home. They won't miss you. Well, I've done more than entertain it, Margaret. I did stay home, and I heard that message, and that message God sent my pastor was meant for me. And I'm like Esau, I missed that blessing, and there wasn't no way to get it back. When I heard that message, I wept, and I knew, buddy, I missed the blessing, amen. I tell you, miss the blessing if you miss the church, amen. The old song says, well, you ought to have been there when He blessed my soul. I didn't have nobody to blame but myself. Amen. Anthony and Melissa, and I want to pass out a rose this morning. They're a pastor's dream. They bring a truckload every time they come. Every pastor dreams about having a couple like that. It's got a burden for souls. And usually they've got two or three pews lined up there. And I'm just going to guess Monica's not feeling well and Melissa's back there with her. And I know Charity and Jessica was probably back there also. And I can't know everything, and what I do know, I usually mess up. But I'm glad to have them.
Amen.
I thank God for them. Every church needs someone like that to go out in the hedges and highways and compel them to come in that God's house may be filled. Amen.
Yeah.
But you know, a church ought to be the most exciting place in town.
Amen.
When it's done right, Molly, it will be.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, people say, I never heard it on that fashion. I never saw it like that. Man, you ought to have been there. I'm telling you, God was working in our midst. And the signs were there. And I'm telling you, boy, the food was abundant. And people, you know, that Rachel Terry about 3 weeks ago, right there. I mean, tears flying everywhere. Bless her heart, she got a napkin out there, and she's wiping her tears up. And I said, honey, leave them there. We want them. She got saved. If you missed that, you missed it. You ought to have been there. I saw her. She's sitting about where Hired and Carolyn is. And I didn't know if she was going to make it to the invitation. I mean, I've seen conviction before. But I never saw it to that intent. I mean, I thought she's not going to make it till we give the invitation. That's all right. Listen, if you can't help it, don't worry about it. If you can't help them, shout, shout. If you can't help them, praise the Lord. Just stand up and say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. One God jumped out of me, you know what to say. But He said, yabba dabba do.
Amen.
And He praised God in it. Man, He was in the rough. He wasn't like one of you polished jewels for the crown of God. He just got saved. God's bigger than us. And He's the Spirit that quickens. And He didn't know. He just didn't say, woo! Yabba dabba do! And God got glory out of it. Everybody else said, I don't know if that's of God or not. Listen, there have been a few times I didn't know what I was going to spit out. I just knew something like something had to give. I mean, the top was going to blow. Amen. You know, He is the Spirit. And amen. He's a quickening Spirit. But don't miss the meeting in the church, amen. Some of the things people have missed by not being in church, there's no getting them back. The Bible talked about Esau in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17, even though I've done mention it. It said he sought it with tears. He wanted to get it back. And it couldn't be God. He wept and said, I missed my blessing. You may not be an Esau, but I'll tell you what, you missed your blessing. You'll know you missed it, amen.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you what, Brother Melvin. I not only was at church every Sunday, I was on the front pew. And the reason I was on the front pew is I won it firsthand. God bless you, Monica. I know you don't feel good, sweetie. And one prayer I had was, Lord, I'm getting tired of sitting on this front pew by myself. I said, would you please give me some company up here? And next thing I know, Brother Melvin has bumped me off in the pew. And I just shouted. People didn't understand. They said, what's wrong with him? I said, glory to God, I've been praying for someone else to sit on the front pew with me. The pastor must have had bad breath. I don't know. Everybody sat on the back. And I stood up there. Woo! Glory! And so all of a sudden somebody got nerve enough to sit behind me. And James said he liked to stand beside me when we sang. He said I'd kind of drown him out a little bit. Well, I do. I have to admit. Rick said we sing by the letter. Everybody can let her go. I do it. And then some. Amen. I can't sing a lick. My bucket's got the bottom out of it. But I'll tell you right now, I try my best to praise the Lord in song and praise. Amen. Next thing I know, but I had somebody sitting beside me. I looked at them. They looked at me. And I thought, all right. I don't know. There's something about right here at Bethel. Whatever's right here, it got there. Next thing I know, they say, woo! Glory! And nothing got up. Woo! Glory! Next thing I know, buddy's lying over the cross. I said, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God wants to bless. He will bless. It's His earnest desire to give you His blessing. Amen. Those blessings are for you. God don't want to hold them back. He wants to dump them on you. He wants to pour out a blessing that the room can't contain. That you go out there saying, woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Amen. You say, I couldn't help it. Don't worry about it when you can't help it. Man, it's what's really bad when we sit there and agree the Holy Spirit. We say, I'm not going to see nothing, I don't care what. Man, I don't know how people do that. I believe I'd explode. If you can do it, help yourself. May I just soon let it go. Amen. Everybody can let her go. Hallelujah. But listen, don't miss the meeting in the church. Also, don't miss the meeting in the air. By the way, the church is the only one's going. Amen. Only the firstborn, the called out assembly, they're all the ones going. But the Bible does say in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, and if you don't mind, we'll turn over there and I won't try to quote it and make a hopeless mess there was trying to quote that. But it's a meeting here. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It says this. Starting in verse 13. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren. A lot of people are ignorant concerning what I'm fixing to share with you. Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not as others which have no hope. Now listen. If some of your family members have died in their sins and died lost, there's no hope. I can't afford what's not there. Someone said, my cousin got killed in a trucking accident. His wife, Tammy, came to me and said, Tammy, my husband made it to heaven. I said, I can't tell you that. You'll have to talk to God about that. But by the way he died, Brother Vernon, I don't believe he made it. And I'm not... Well, let me just clarify what I'm saying here. I tried to talk to my cousin Wade about the Lord, and he'd walk away from me while I was talking to him. He came out to the house to borrow my trailer one day. He only come out there to borrow because there wasn't nowhere else could go. He didn't want to come. And he come out there and he said, can I borrow your trailer? I said, of course, Steve, you can borrow my trailer. And I followed him out there. I said, Steve, I just want you to know the Lord loves you. And he trying to hurt him, get that thing hooked on there, so he can get out of there. I said, He loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to save you. He wants to help you. Anyway, Brother Anthony, my cousin was a truck driver. He's up in Indiana, and I ain't never been up there where he was, but I reckon they've got emergency lanes up there in Indiana for truck drivers that have trouble. They've got lanes over there they can get over in, and they're safe over there. And his truck broke down on him. He called a friend of his from here in Glasgow to come up there and help him. His friend come up there and hooked on his truck, and everything's good to go. They're in the wrecker. They're getting ready to go. And asked his friend, be okay if I go back there and get that bag of marijuana out of my truck, smoke some on the way home? And his friend said, yeah, I guess that'd be all right. And he got out of safety of that wrecker on the opposite side of the highway. The safest place he could be, the furthest from any danger. And as he started back there to that semi that broke down, a drunk driver come down the road on the wrong side, coming down through there and hit him and knocked him way up in the air. They said hundreds of feet up in the air. And as he came down, he fell on his truck and busted his skull and he died. The Bible said, he that been often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. I couldn't give Tammy no hope. I would like to have. I loved my cousin. I can't go beyond what God says. I'd like to give you hope. I'll tell you, there's only one hope I know. And it is a sure hope. It is an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast. But I'll tell you, if your family member died lost, I can't offer you no hope. As far as I know, my cousin Steve died lost, and if he didn't, I'll rejoice when I see him in heaven. They gave him one of them deathbed confessions. Somebody said he got saved driving down the road in a truck. Listen, I know God can save such. I don't frustrate the grace of God. There's people who fell off cliffs, crashed in airplanes, and got saved before they died. I don't have no problem with that. I don't know. I'll have to wait to get to heaven. But sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall ascend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. Yes. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. I want to meet the Lord in the air.
Yeah.
I'm going to, Carolyn. And let me tell you something. You miss that meeting, ain't no hope for you.
Yeah.
You miss that meeting, the Bible said you'd be given over to strong delusion. You'll believe a lie and be damned because you received not the love of the truth while you could. You miss... Listen, when the Lord comes for the church, and I wish He would, I wish He'd come right now. But when He comes and those left behind, they're doomed. No hope.
Right.
No help. Only hell to look forward to. I wouldn't want nobody to go there. God doesn't want nobody to go there. Therefore, the long suffering of God is waiting. God's waiting on you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? He's waiting on you. He saved us such. What kind of such, Brother Eddie? Such that repent, come to Him, and ask for it. Amen. But He says to meet the Lord in the air. I'm looking forward to that meeting, Brother Melvin. Hallelujah. Don't miss the meeting. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4 says, where's the promise of His coming? There's a lot of people that doubt the coming of the Lord. Well, for you that do doubt, verse 10 says, the day of the Lord will come. Jesus said, an hour you think not, the Son of Man comes. I don't care how they dismiss it. I don't care how they disprove the coming of the Lord. They say the word rapture is not in the Bible. Look up the word rapture. It means caught up. It said, so shall we be caught up in the clouds to be with the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I agree. The word rapture is not in the Bible. But the meaning of the word rapture is there. We'll be caught up. I've never took a flight in my life, Anita, but I'm going to take this flight. I've done made reservations, Carolyn. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I'm persuaded He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. He made His reservations. I made mine. If you haven't, today would be a good day to make those reservations. Take that flight. Amen? I'm telling you, don't miss the meeting in the air. Don't miss the meeting in the church. And if you do, you miss it all. Amen. I told that young boy, some of y'all was back there in your Sunday school class, and I'll share this briefly again. I came into town yesterday. Coming into town, I saw a car broke down, pulling in there at the Greenleaf Nursery. And when I saw that car, I was moved in my heart to stop. I like it like that, Brother Melvin. I felt it in my heart that I needed to stop. And I pulled in there beside this car. And this young man was getting up, and his pants didn't get up with him. He was still down there by his knees. And he was black, had chain hanging all over him. He had that gothic look, you know, his hair is black. Man, he's got black, eyeshadow on and black fingernails. And he had something stuck in his tongue, silver looking. He's sticking out of there so I could see it. I wanted to cut it out with my knife. But he had a shirt on, Brother James. It had some kind of demon from hell on there. I mean, some kind of skull with wings on it. And it looked like it'd be a good target practice, amen. Anyway, I stopped there. I said, y'all needing any help? They said, no, we had a flat tire. We got it changed. Jessica, I looked at that tire. It lacked that much touching the ground. I said, you need to get some air in that tire. You're not going to go far in that tire. And I said, down at the bottom of this hill is a Shell station. I said, they've got an air thing there. You can put some air in that tire. That young girl come over to me, Brother Melvin. I could see a little tear in her eye. And she said, is it free? And I said, no, ma'am, it's not. And I said, have you got any money? And there's more than one tear then. She said, no, we don't have any money at all. We don't even have a dime. I opened up my billfold and took out a 20. I said, you go down there and you get you some air. Get you some gas. Get you some food. I wished I'd had more, but I'm poor. But I took that $20 bill, and I mean, I saw in her eyes, boy, there's some hope in that girl. And I looked at that other guy, and I believe he was past feeling. And I remember, boy, looking at him, boy, thinking, that's what the world is going to.
Yeah.
Man, his pants down to here. Gonna miss it. Molly, we're not gonna walk upon the dirt no more. We're not gonna have to take no more pills to swallow, hoping for some relief. We're gonna walk on streets of gold, and we're never gonna have another hurt. We're never gonna have another tear. We're never gonna have another worry. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to this meeting in the air. Amen. I'm glad, like Paul said, listen, verse 15. Paul said, first of all, in verse 13, he said, I'd not have you be ignorant, brethren. Verse 15, he said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord for that confirmation. This ain't Paul's infatuation. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Don't miss the meeting in the air. Last of all, don't miss the meeting in heaven. Now let me tell you something about heaven. Heaven's not just a wonderful place. Jesus said, I go prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. John chapter 14, verse number 2. But the Bible said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that's athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I want you to know, God wants you to come to heaven. Amen. Now listen about Revelations chapter 19. I want to read a little bit about heaven. After these things, John the Revelator here penning the Word of God, and he's got caught up in the Spirit. He's seeing all of this firsthand. He said, after these things, he said, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. You know what they're doing in heaven, Molly? Praising God. Hallelujah! Says, great voice, much people. They're not saying, hallelujah. They're letting it rip, Carolyn.
Amen.
Great voice, much people in heaven. Here's what they say in heaven. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! They're praising God. Verse 3, look down at verse 3. And again they say, hallelujah! Look down at verse number 6. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah! For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth! Hallelujah! Glory! I want to tell you something, heaven's going to be a wonderful place.
Amen.
You miss heaven? You know, you can come to church, and you can miss heaven. You can hear about the rapture. You can miss heaven. Here's what you need to do about not missing heaven. Make a reservation.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Well, you go to the Maker of heaven. You go to Jesus and you say, I'd like to go to heaven. The Bible said, and this is His own words, He said, all that come to me, I'll no wise turn them away. I want you to know He wants you to go to heaven. As a matter of fact, He's taking reservations even today. But they're shouting hallelujah in heaven. They're praising God in heaven, Luke. Look at verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye His servants, ye that fear Him, both small and great. There are great people in heaven, and there are also people who are not so great. They're just like you and me, just commentators. And then there's baked taters and sweet taters and all kinds. But to praise God, Molly. Look down verse number 8. I'm not going to read all. Just take some excerpts out. I didn't realize it had been so long. Verse number 8. It says, and unto her, well, let's read verse 7. Let's be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Let me tell you something. They're shouting hallelujah in heaven. They're praising God in heaven, but also they're arrayed in fine linen. I've been involved in a few weddings. Some of them I had to wear a tuxedo and I had to go rent one. Probably you did too. Well, y'all looking at me. I had to go rent one. But it felt pretty good. I thought, I'm wearing a tuxedo. I'm not Tennessee tuxedo. I'm Eddie in a tuxedo. But I remember wearing that tuxedo. Now, it didn't make me nothing, but it was kind of good to have that on. When you get to heaven, greater than a tuxedo.
Amen.
The Bible says, Molly, fine linen will be given. Fine. The finest that there ever has been. I mean, boy, fine linen. Clean and white. The fine linen, the Bible said, is the righteousness of saints. Let me tell you, as I wrap this up. Verse 9, He saith unto me, write. Please listen. It's always quiet when you're doing surgery. Listen. God told John, write. Blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. I want you to know you're called, you're invited, you're welcomed to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm telling you, I was in the Goodwill store yesterday and they had a picture of a big long table and it went forever, Brother William. And there were placemats and plates and all kind of fine things. And I told a woman standing there, I'm going to that marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory!
Yeah.
I'm going. Woo! Can you imagine I who nobody going to the supper of the one that's greater than all, Carolyn. Bless your heart. She's just back there, I mean, just getting blessed all over the place. You know God wants His children to get blessed. I'm telling you, boy, we can have all the blessing we want. I saw that picture of Brother Melvin, and it was a picture of the marriage supper of the Lamb, and it was all white. Brother Anthony, it's a big long table. Man, there were seats. There were plates. Man, everything about it. I mean, boy, I had the touch of God on it. Just look at it. It appealed to my eye. It touched my heart. I told that woman standing there, I said, I'm going to that. I'm going to that supper. I'm already invited. And glory to God, I'm going to take my rightful place. And I don't know if the seats are numbered or named, but you know, I do believe there'll be a lot of empty seats up there. Jonathan told David, he said, you'll be missed. He said, your seat will be empty. There'll be a lot of empty seats there, Brother Vernon. Everything will be. Brother Melvin, the napkin will be there. The plate will be there. Just the person won't be there. Preparation was made. They were all invited. They were all welcomed. They all could come. They began to make excuses. I bought a piece of land. I can't come. I bought a yoke of oxen. I got to go prove them. And last of all, worst of all, I've taken a wife. Why couldn't he bring your wife? You bought your wife with you this morning, didn't you, brother? Why couldn't he bring his wife with him? He said, I've taken a wife. Therefore, I can't come. I don't understand. I'd love to have my wife with me. What kind of excuse? Well, I'll heal in here in a minute. Listen. They're all seated at the table of God. It's all good. You could have been there. Are you going to miss it? Are you going to miss it? Well, you'll have to answer that because I can't. I'm not going to miss it. I'll promise you that. I promise you, old Brother Eddie, Sister Molly, not only am I not going to miss it, I don't know how they're going to handle it. I mean, my mama called me a fanatic and it ain't changed a bit. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sit still long enough to eat, Jessica. But I promise you, I'm going to have a big to-do when I get to heaven. I'm going to enjoy it. Oh! I'm going to enjoy it. Y'all go ahead and suck up like a prune all you want. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to say, oh! explorer, the half was not told.
Amen.
Reason they got them streets paved with gold, try to keep the dust down. Them backslidden Baptists finally make it to heaven by the grace of God. And they take off like that old sooner dog I got out there by the barn. I let it loose. And that thing takes off so fast it trip over its nose and roll about 4 or 5 times, take up and gone again. And I look at that thing, I say, buddy, you remind me of people getting to heaven. They just take off lickety split. They don't know where they're going. They just can't help it. They just take off flying. Free at last. Amen. Listen. Don't miss heaven. The Bible said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? Jesus said, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Don't miss heaven. You miss heaven? You've been better off to die than your youth. All children go to heaven. We talked this morning in Sunday school lesson about Adam and Eve's innocence. The Bible said, where there's no law, sin's not imputed. Because through the laws, the knowledge of sin. As a little boy, I didn't realize I was doing wrong. I was innocent, Jesse. But one day I realized I was doing wrong and I went ahead and did it. And on that day I became accountable. That's the age of accountability. To him that knoweth to do good, to do it not, to him it's sin. I knew I was doing wrong. And therefore, I became accountable for my sin. I became a candidate for salvation. I became one that needed to get to Jesus. And I'll just tell you this morning, if you're not in that number that's leaving out, if you're in that number that's going to be left behind, I compel you, I beseech you, I beg you, I've already prayed for you to come this morning so that you won't miss this place called heaven. Because your seat will be empty. And there will be somebody that Jesus will have to wipe away the tears out of their eyes. When God does judge an individual, He's a righteous judge. He allowed David to judge himself. David judged himself. He said, the man that's done this deserves to die, and he shall restore fourfold. And Nathan said, you're the man, boy. You know what he did? He accepted that. He knew he was in the wrong. God will show you. I don't care how infatuated you are with your carnality. God will show you He's right. And you'll find out. You have no one to blame but yourself. Listen this morning. We'll give an invitation right here. What's an invitation, brother? An opportunity not to miss this meeting of heaven, to make it to this meeting. What a meeting. I've been in some good meetings, Brother Vernon. I've been in some camp meetings that I thought was nothing less than heaven on earth. But none of that compare with this meeting. Listen, friend. I beseech you this morning. Think about this. Don't miss heaven. What do you got to lose? By calling upon Him, it's rich in mercy. I ought to call upon Him. What have you got to lose? To ask Him to forgive you of your sins and to save you from hell and give you a home in heaven. What do you got to lose? You tell me. And I'll tell you this much. He'll meet you here or there, or anywhere He'll meet with you.
Yes.
The meeting with God, I'll tell you right now, He came to me, Brother Vernon, in my bedroom and met with me there. I couldn't wait till Sunday or would have. Oh, you talking about conviction? I couldn't wait till Sunday. You may not be feeling nothing this morning, but you'll feel something when the flames are hell.
Right.
I'm going to preach a sequel to this message, and it's going to be a little bit different. Three things you're not going to miss. And I hope you get this message instead of the other. There's three things you're not going to miss. And I can name them this morning, but I'll name them in that message. Go ahead, Brother Madden. Won't you come this morning? Let's get everybody stand.
Jesus, there's a table spread
where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people come and dine. manna he doth feed, and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of them, come and dine. Jesus was saying, come, you can dine with me. Come, I'll give you a place where I am. There you can be also. He told that thief in the closet, today you'll be with me. He's still with me. Are you going to miss it? Think about it. Eternity. In the wrong place. At Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of them, come and dine. He's coming ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble me. Sign. All the saints and spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. Surely somebody this morning, I believe this message came from God. Surely somebody this morning, if someone by the hand said, go with me, I've got to get to Jesus. I don't want to miss heaven. Thank you, Brother Melvin. I'll tell you what, if God can't move you, if I thought it'd do any good, I'd bring a stick of dynamite here this morning. I'd light it, and I'd hold it up here and say, how serious are you about eternity? That's how serious it is. Me with a stick of dynamite and a fuse getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And you with beads on your forehead looking at it saying, he's crazy. That's true. But you see, what can separate me? I'm telling you, you ought to make preparation to go to heaven. I'm done. Who's got a word on your heart this morning? Thank you for coming.
Brother Wade, whenever I went to on my Emmaus walk, we're not supposed to tell the secrets, but there's a part there where we have the wedding supper. And we walk in, the women's and the men's, the kids are all different. But everything's laid out, and it's beautiful. None of it's real, you know, but it's just beautiful in there, and they've got all these fake things that look like real crystal and diamonds and gold and everything. And I go through there, and you come up to the table, the wedding supper is set.
Yeah.
And they say, find your place. I was in the middle of the line. The ladies were going in, some in front and some in back.
Yeah.
With their name tag. And they sat down where their name tag was.
Yeah.
And I kept searching, and I'd look back, and they were finding them and seating, and I couldn't find mine. I got up there, and I was going slow. Yeah. I got up to the head of the table, and there my name was right beside the one who was leading the whole thing. And I couldn't even eat for about an hour. Man, I just started praising God.
Yeah.
I said, I found my name.
Yeah, man.
And I was so happy, and they all began to whisper. And I said, you don't understand. The Lord put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I get to be in that room.
Amen.
And I praise the Lord, and a whole lot of other things went on that day and that evening. And I'm not allowed to say what they were, but then I was praising God at 2 a.m., running around with my bare feet on the gravel, and I never felt a bit. But I'm telling you, I was so high in the spirit, but it's going to be a wonderful
time
when I get to sit there at that supper.
Amen.
My name, it's going to be great.
Glory.
At my table. And I just thank the Lord for that. And it
Amen.
Wasn't because of me, it was because of Him and what He died for me. And because He saved my soul, and He took me out of that wretched world that
Amen.
I was going to. And I get to see my family there, all the ones that got saved. And I get to see my Savior, and I get to kiss His feet. That's amazing forever. And I just thank the Lord for that.
Bless you, Nina. Has anybody ever heard of anything called Heaven Gates and Hell's Flame? I went to one of them presentations up to Evelyn. A friend of mine invited me and I went. A lot of people got saved that night. A lot of young people did. But in that, they kind of portray how people will be when they stand before God. And this book's up there, and this angel standing there before that book, and this young boy comes up there trembling, and he said, "Angel, would you please check, see if my name's in there?" That angel's up there going, he said, "It does not appear." He said, "Would you please check again?" He said, "I'm sorry, it doesn't appear." And all of a sudden, here comes the devil out. Although he played a good part, he said, "You mine." And they grabbed that young boy, kicking and screaming. He's screaming, "Mama, Daddy." And they drug him down. I'm glad my name's in the book.
Amen.
Who else got a word? Bless you, Anita. I appreciate a testimony. Anybody else got a word this morning?
I think, Lord, I'm going to feel here today, you know, being a sinner person,
Amen.
Bless you, Brother
Melvin.
I'm just glad I'm saved.
Me too, brother. I can't explain. I'm just glad I'm saved. I mean, it don't make no sense. God saved someone like me, but I'm saved.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord. I praise Him. I don't have to wait to get to heaven.
Bless you, Father.
Amen.
Woo!
I praise Him here on
earth. Yeah. Amen. Lifting up holy hands, the Bible says.
Really
Amen.
Amen. I praise Him.
Amen.
I'm not waiting
till
I get
to
praise Him
thank Him
here,
boy. Amen. Amen. I got baptized at Brotherhood Free Will Baptist Church in Glasgow, and a guy I worked with was there. He said, "I refuse to believe God could save someone like you." And I couldn't even argue with him. He said, "I want to hear your testimony." I told him how I got saved. He said, "I believe it now." I'm so glad to be saved.
Amen.
Anybody else got a word this morning? If not, we'll be dismissed. I'm sorry for being so long. I certainly want to deliver that which God put in my heart. All right, we'll be dismissed. And thank you for coming. Don't forget to come back tonight. Young preacher going to be preaching tonight. Brother Mike, I can't remember his last name. Mike Hamm be preaching tonight. I believe there'll be some singing tonight. I believe it'll be good. One of the things I mentioned there, don't miss the meeting. Be at church tonight, 5 o'clock. All right. Brother Howard, dismiss us. Word of prayer there, brother.
Lord, again, we thank you for this little opportunity to be in your house and thank you for the goodness.